afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Dark to Light podcast. Unfortunately, Frank is fighting off a virus. I don't know what it is. We don't know what it is, but he's fighting it off. He should be okay by next week. He canceled all his shows this week. So we wish him good health. Of course, we're here to talk about the State of the Union this morning. The State of the Union address, I should say. That was last night by Joe Biden. I have a few timestamps for you guys. For those of you who are watching in the live stream, that show, that song that I was just playing is by a band or a group called Two Lanes, and the name of it is Never Enough. It's a very, very good group that I like. If you're having a problem with the live stream, refresh. There's been rumble glitches the past couple days. All right, we're going to start here with the State of the Union. I'm just going to start off by saying a couple things. Number one, if there was any question, last night's speech, for any Republican anyway, solidified what we have to do in November. Because this can't be allowed to stand. It was, I didn't need to be screamed at for 72 minutes. And I was screamed at for 72 minutes. And it was just the most ass-backward clown show of nonsense I've ever seen. And these people, in case it was ever in question, hate you. They hate you. They hate you. Okay? They hate you. And it was very clear to see that they hate you. And we're going to go through some of the reasons why I say that. Additionally, I don't think there's ever been another election that we've been allowed, you know, lived through, where the down ballot has been this important. This is one of them. If you are for some reason disillusioned about who you're going to vote for president, please do me a favor and go out and vote your down ballot. I'm begging of you. I'm just going to game this out real quick. Let's pretend that November comes and Trump doesn't win for whatever reason, whether they steal, whatever. Just take the particulars out of it. If we don't have Congress and the Senate, we're screwed. This agenda is moving through lightning fast. If he does win and we don't have Congress and the Senate, he won't last in there for more than a month. It is more important than ever that you go out and vote local and down ballot. It cannot be stressed in stronger terms. You have to go out and vote down ballot, and you have to go out and tell your friends to vote down ballot. But after watching this, I'm going to show you in a second. This is what we've got, okay? This is what we have. You need to use the local election laws to your advantage and get rid. Please do not give us, even if you're a skeptic, let's just pretend you're a skeptic, okay? Like, my hair is really bothering me today. Let's just pretend you're a skeptic. Even if the people you vote in down ballot do nothing, literally nothing, it will still be light years better. I hate that I even have to say this, but it's true. Then look at this. It's Nancy Pelosi on the damn screen right now. Down ballot is your senators, your state representatives, your congressmen. That's down ballot, for those of you who don't know. The races below, down the ballot from the presidency. Don't assume anything. Get your butts out and vote down ballot. And do it in the primaries too, because a lot of states had the presidential election and then the primary comes after for the down ballot races. Go vote like your lives depended on it down ballot. Please. Screen cap this. Whatever you need to do. Let's just listen here. At 31 minutes and 58 seconds. Just I'm gonna interject some things.
In a literal sense, history is watching. History is...
I sped it up. I sped it up like I do everything. Bear with me a second. History is watching. History is watching.
Watching. Just like history watched 3 years ago on January 6th. Yeah. When insurrectionists stormed this very Capitol and placed a dagger to the throat of American democracy. Many of you are here on that darkest of days. We all saw with our own eyes the insurrectionists were not patriots. They'd come to stop the peaceful transfer of power, to overturn the will of the people. January 6th lies about the 2020 election and the plots to steal the election posed a great, gravest threat to U.S. democracy since the Civil War. But they failed. America stood.
Oh, Kamala, get on your knees where you belong.
America stood strong and democracy prevailed.
Look at this man.
We must be honest.
Be honest, Joe.
The threat to democracy must be defended. My predecessor and some of you here seek to bury the truth about January 6th. I will not do that.
No?
This is the moment to speak the truth and to bury the lies. Here's the simple truth. You can't love your country only when you win.
I don't need to go through all the reasons why this is absolutely insane, because you guys know. The American people who don't know think, like, this is so dangerous. This is so dangerous and so creepy and so bad. The truth is that the Justice Department is weaponized against American citizens, and you're throwing them in a gulag and holding them there while burying the actual truth about January 6th. It's legit the most evil crap I've ever seen in my life. Now, somebody in the chat said, like, Dems don't freak out when they lose, but we didn't lose. That's the difference. 81 million people voted for that Grinch. Screaming at us? No. Here.
As I've done ever since being elected to office, I ask all of you without regard to party to join together and defend democracy. Remember your oath of office is defending us all threats, foreign and domestic.
Here he goes. Foreign and domestic. He's literally telling you. He's telling you. This is whoever wrote this speech and is holding his little puppet strings, who jacked him up on whatever meds he's on, is literally telling you that you're his enemy. It is so dangerous. And if you know how to read between the lines, you can see this. This is so dangerous for our country.
Respect free and fair elections. Restore trust in our institutions. And make clear political violence has absolutely no place, no place in America, zero place.
Okay, tell that to everybody who rioted during the, quote, summer of love. Tell that to the peaceful abortion protesters that were sitting outside of the clinic trying to get women to stop what they were about to do, that are now looking at jail sentences longer than most criminals. You are enacting political violence on Americans every single day, every day. And you stand up there and these idiots, these morons, cheering. This is an existential threat to our country, and you have power at the voting booth. Vote down ballot and vote. Jesus, please, I beg of you. This is dangerous.
Again, it's not hyperbole to suggest history is watching. We're watching. Your children and grandchildren will read about this day and what we do.
Mm-hmm. They will.
History,
and I'm going to be on the right side of that.
Assault on freedom. Joining us tonight is Latoya Beasley, a social worker from Birmingham, Alabama. 14 months ago, she and her husband welcomed a baby girl thanks to the miracle of IVF. She scheduled treatments to have that second child, but the Alabama Supreme Court shut down IVF treatments across the state, unleashed by a Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. She was told her dream would have to wait.
Now we're about to hear him threaten the Supreme Court. The white was for, quote, people, all the Democrats are wearing white. Quote, reproductive freedom, which means the freedom to be able to murder an innocent unborn child in the womb. That's what it stood for.
What her family got through should never have happened unless Congress acts. It could happen again. So tonight, let's stand up for families like hers. To my friends across the aisle, don't keep this waiting any longer. Guarantee the right to ABF.
To ABF.
Guarantee
ABF.
It nationwide.
Hold on.
Like most Americans, I believe Roe v. Wade got it right. I thank Vice President Harris for being an incredible leader defending reproductive freedom.
Reproductive freedom. This is what they're calling it. Reproductive freedom. This is the issue they know if they get it on the ballot. Women, unfortunately, will run out and vote for the right to be able to kill their unborn. It's just inbred in them now at this point, some women. I don't understand it. I think it's disgusting and evil. I think a lot of you agree with me. Reproductive freedom means the ability to run out and kill an unborn baby up to birth. That's what it means. That's reproductive freedom, okay? He knows that that's one of the issues that drives turnout for the left. So they're going to make a focal point of it. This is going to be everything we hear. Reproductive freedom. Reproductive freedom. Hold on.
There's so much more. Thank you.
So gross that half of our Congress is standing up for murder.
My predecessor came to office determined to see Roe v. Wade overturned.
Why is he yelling
at us?
His
reason was overturned, and he brags about it. Look at the chaos that has resulted. Joining us tonight is Kate Cox, the wife and mother from Dallas. She's become pregnant again, treatment they need.
Hold on.
Many of you in this chamber and my predecessor are promising to pass a national ban on reproductive freedom. My God, what freedom else would you take away?
My God, what freedom else would you take away? Listen to this. If I could just get into the living rooms of every American in the country and attempt to have a conversation with them, a logical reproductive free. Who is stopping reproductive freedom? We know that I can't. I'm just. It's Friday.
It's a decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court majority wrote the following.
Here we go.
And
wait.
With all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral power. Electoral or political power. You're about to realize just how much you get right about.
Women, what are women? What's a woman? Is a woman the only one who can have a baby, Joe? Why don't we get into the specifics here? What is a woman, Joe? What's a woman? Am I a woman? Who's a woman? Who's women? Can somebody please? He threatened the Supreme Court. He threatened the Supreme Court.
Clearly. Clearly. Those bragging about overturning Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women. But they found out when reproductive freedom was on the ballot, we won in 2022 and 2020,
see?
And we'll win again in 2024.
We won in 2020. He's screaming at us. What are women? What are women? I'm going to stop that there. And I'm not going to torture you too much more with this, but I have some other stuff here. This one really got me.
I'm going to get in trouble for saying that, but if you want to get an Air Force One and fly to Toronto, Berlin, Moscow, even Moscow, probably. And bring your prescription with you, and I promise you I'll get it for you for 40% the cost you're paying now. Same company, same drug, same place.
I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, he says. Who the hell is your overlord, man? You say that all the time. I have a clip of yesterday. Hold on. I want to show it to you. This is not the same person. I don't understand. Here. Look at this. I'm going to put a full screen for you. This is not the same person. Here. Ready?
I have a lot of questions. I better not start the questions. I'll get in trouble.
What's your message for Super Tuesday voters?
Everyone, please move aside.
Super Tuesday, say, do you have a message for voters?
Thanks, come on.
Thank you so much. Thank you all.
I didn't realize that I was going to be watching the only Biden rally of the entire campaign cycle last night at the State of the Union address. It was the most politicized campaign speech for State of the Union address I've ever seen. And I've seen them all.
The vaccine.
And then we had this. And you know what? Here we go.
The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to beat cancer, turning setback into comeback. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to beat cancer.
The vaccines that were rolled out from COVID are causing cancer. They're a cause of cancer. They're the cause of the ridiculous uptick in cancer. They're not curing crap. They're not curing anything. And then he goes on to say this. He has the gall to say this.
One of your Republican buddies voted for it. We finally beat Big Pharma. Instead of paying $400 a month or thereabouts for insulin with diabetes, and it only costs 10 bucks to make, they only get paid 35 a month now and still make a healthy profit.
Okay. We finally beat Big Pharma? Are we in La La Land here? Like, who really believes this? Who really believes? This is an education issue. Again, a few different things in my head as I'm watching this as a very well-informed American voter. I've got a bunch of super chats here I want to thank real quick. Professor Dave, God bless you. Sleepy Joe did treat. Reese, support life always. I agree. And thank you so much, CL. Don't let the screamer steal your joy. 100% yes. I'm just venting for a few minutes here. Type 1 diabetes, arguably, there are different medical ways we can approach this. But why are we going the route of this? The federal government, here.
Raise prices to pad their profits, charging more and more for less and less. That's where it's cracking down on corporations that engage in price gouging and deceptive pricing. From food to healthcare to housing. In fact, the snack companies think you won't notice if they change the size of the bag and put a hell of a lot fewer Same size bag. Put fewer chips in it. No, I'm not joking. It's called shrinkflation. Pass Bobby Casey's bill and stop this. I really mean it.
Okay. There's so much to unpack here. Number one, driving the diabetes crisis in this country is the fact that Americans are running out to buy chips and eat crappy and don't focus on their overall health. We're not attacking the root cause of the problem here, which is wellness and how Americans are eating and treating their bodies and relying on the big pharma you supposedly beat. You finally beat big pharma, but Americans are more dependent on big pharma than ever before in history. That's number one. Number two, shrinkflation is happening because your economic policies are so atrocious that manufacturers have to trick us into still paying the same price for less product, calling it shrinkflation. Number three, the reason why we have shrinkflation in the first place, oh goodness, government has no place regulating manufacturers. Government has no place regulating the amount of chips in your bag. The federal government has literally no place in any of this. This is a platitude being thrown out to Americans because they think we're dumb. And we're not dumb. I refuse to believe that the large majority of Americans are this dumb. They have to have shrinkflation, Joe, because of you. And the federal government of the United States of America and Congress focusing on how many chips are in your bag of Lay's is the most asinine, ass-backwards thing I've ever heard of. At the same time as he's doing this, later on in his speech, he declares that he's going to make it mandatory that credit card companies lower their late fees from $32 to $8. Why do Americans worry about late fees on credit card payments if the economy is thriving the way you say it is, Joe? What American has to worry about paying a late fee on their credit card bill if the economy is thriving and you're slicing the deficit by trillions of dollars? Why is that a concern of anybody? Why are there late fees at all for people? Why are people late on their credit card bills, Joe, if everything that you're saying is true? And why in the hell wasn't that addressed in the rebuttal speech by the GOP? Look at these idiots.
You probably all saw that commercial on Snickers bars.
Snickers bars. Yes. Yes, diabetics. Keep eating your candy. Here's some Ozempic and some cheap insulin for you. Snickers bars. Snickers bars. Yes, let's get the federal government involved in junk food. That's exactly what we need right now. Let's get the federal government involved in junk food. I demand Congress pass a law to stop Lay's and Wy's and Doritos and whoever else the big manufacturers are of chips. Stop depriving us of the full bag. I demand it. And I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Last night I said it. I said last night, listen, guys, no matter what, we have our choice. He's on the ballot. We need to vote for him. And then this came. Joe Biden said, the pandemic no longer controls our lives. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to help beat cancer, turning setback into comeback. And what did we get? We got from our nominee, you're welcome, Joe, 9-month approval time versus 12 years that it would have taken you. He's still moronically taking credit for this crap. It infuriates me more than anything else. This was my issue. It will always be my issue. I call it out, especially when we've got the CDC releasing a FOIA on the long-term study they did into myocarditis after the COVID-19 vaccine, and here it is. Look at it. Look at it in all its glory. This is what we get from the CDC. President Trump, please God, I beg of you. You do not understand clearly, or you do, and you're just too egotistical or whatever to get out of your own way. Stop doing this. I have friends and family who are dead because of this. Stop taking credit for this crap. The entire problem was that these vaccines were rushed through. They're killing millions of people all over the world. Millions of people are dying. You're taking credit for it. Please stop. Please, God, stop. Just stop talking about it. Stop it. Why are you doing this? Yes, let's remove the restriction on Big Pharma for their trials and everything else when rolling out an absolutely novel technology to the entire world. Stop taking, you know, there's no way you don't know. You know, Donald Trump, you know, stop it, please. You're making it very hard for those of us who care about this issue so much to look away from it. Just, you don't have to do anything else. Stop taking credit for these death jabs, please. And I just want to say this. I speak out about this. I've never stopped speaking out about this. People are acting like all surprised, like, oh, Tracy, what are you doing? This has been my thing from the get. Don't act surprised. This is it for me. This is my thing, okay? If you listen to the show, you know it's my thing. People calling me controlled opposition, you know what you get when you come here when it comes to health. This is not a surprise to anybody. I don't understand why people are shocked that I'm calling that out. I'm going to continue to call it out. We need to hold these people accountable. We need to let them hear our voices. If there's something that we don't like that they are doing, how will we get accountability for the loss and the fact that they're continuing to do this to people and they're turning the flu vaccines into mRNA now? How will we get accountability for it if we don't make our voices heard about it? That doesn't mean that, you know, a lot of people out there are feeling the same way as me and they're going out and voting for President Trump in the election, that we need to be able to speak our mind and tell our representatives how we feel about this stuff. It doesn't make me controlled opposition to call out that nonsense. And please stop doing this too. You can say you're controlled opposition without saying it. Trump is talking about the real vaccine against a virus with the 99.999% survival rate. That is HCQ and ivermectin. No, he's not. No, he's not. Stop twisting yourself into pretzels to pretend that somebody's saying something they're not saying because it makes you feel better. There is no scientific decoder ring you need to read. You need to read this for what it is. He's talking about the mRNA shots. Why are you guys coming at me like I'm saying something nuts? What I'm reading, he's talking about the mRNA shot. Stop doing that. If we don't start speaking out about this, we're gonna have this over and over, and I don't give a shit if he mandated them or not. That's not the problem. This is what I keep trying to say. We need accountability for this. It has no bearing on the mandate. He didn't mandate. I don't care. He's the one right here taking credit for rushing these things through with no real scientific trials. We need accountability for this. Crime against humanity, the likes of which we've never seen. We cannot get accountability if he either A, doesn't understand, or B, refuses to see it. Stop attacking me for being honest and having integrity when it comes to this topic. I don't care. If you want to keep attacking me, fine. I don't care. I will stand strong on this until I take my last breath. Come at me, bro. Come at me. I don't care. This is important. Come on, bring it. I will take you any day. Controlled opposition? We need to stop this nonsense of this box that we all have to pretend to be in. My vote is going for the Republican nominee in November. That's what I'm doing. But I'll be damned if I'm going to stop trying to hold his feet to the fire on this topic. F no. Hell no. Stop it. Stop trying to twist yourself into pretzels with Dakota rings to make him say things he's not saying. He's saying it to you in plain English right here. Now you take this information and you use it to make your voices heard on the issue. Stop attacking those of us with the balls to call this out for what it is.
I had faith in you, Tracy.
Hold on. I gotta do this. I'm sorry. I gotta do it. Here. I like how there's no date on that screenshot, Tracy Beans. I used to respect you, but the fact that you're still crying about this, and it seems you've made no attempt whatsoever to investigate this and try to get a meeting with Trump and find out why he said that and what he was having on basing these ideas on has made me lose all respect for you as a journalist, news reader, opinion writer. I simply can't respect someone complaining 4 years later while you have done nothing to enlighten the public. What the are you taking? What drug are you on, bitch? What drug are you on? Starry? Are you kidding me right now? Wake up, people. What drugs are people on that I've done nothing? This is a quote tweet. This is not AI. This is a real person. I'm not going to stop doing it. I'm sorry, but I'm not. Either way, what is at stake in November is the complete and utter total destruction of our Constitution and government. I want to show you this. We're moving on from here. We're moving on from here. From the chips and everything else. Biden accidentally called the person, the filth, the vile, human, disgusting nonsense that attacked and murdered Lincoln Riley, an illegal immigrant. And what does Nancy Pelosi come out and do?
Dan.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing, okay? What's the big thing about
that? I actually wasn't even going to ask about that. I was just going to ask more about the moment, but you do think that he should have said undocumented? That wasn't going to be my question.
Well, we usually say undocumented.
No, we say illegal because they're illegal. They're here illegally. They're illegal immigrants invading our country at the southern border, killing American citizens by the droves every single day. And you can't even get their name right when you talk about them. This man who lost his son in Afghanistan and was ignored by the government.
Freedom to be safe. And America is safer today than when I took office. Year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase.
He got arrested and charged with a misdemeanor. His son is dead. Because of Joe Biden. And then we get this from the left. Here we go. Listen to this. This is Goldman yesterday in a hearing. Listen to this.
Mr. Chairman, you continually say that it used to be that both parties agreed with the First Amendment. It didn't used to be. It is. It remains the case. We all agree with the First Amendment. But the problem is that the First Amendment is not absolute. It does not protect any single thing anyone says. And there are limits, and that's important. And what this committee has been trying to do for the last year and a half is to chill the federal government from monitoring what is going on social media and otherwise out there so that misinformation and disinformation can run rampant in on Elon Musk's social platform and every other social platform so that they, the Republicans, can benefit from it.
Our rights are endowed upon us by our creator. The First Amendment has no limits. It has no limits for your feelings. Talking about misinformation, all this man does is spew misinformation all day long. Americans aren't stupid. We have brains in our head. We can decipher the truth from fiction most times. Most times, even through your ridiculous propaganda machine, we have somehow been able to figure out all the crap that I spend 99% of my day reporting on. Through your evil nonsense, we have somehow managed to get the truth to the surface. Somehow. You do not get to say or put a limit on what I'm allowed to say in this country. That's not how it works. The Bill of Rights enshrines the rights granted to us by our Creator into law. It is the law of the land. It is not a little inconvenience for you to tinker with at will.
In November's election. That is why this committee exists.
The time of the gentleman.
And we have
the weaponization committee. The same weaponization committee that discovered, they're not doing much about it, but discovered that the federal government has created profiles on all of us, kept in a secret portal, shared with 650 companies to track extremists who search the words MAGA, guns, and Biden. This is your weaponized federal government that will remain in place if you do not decide to go out to the polls and get all of your friends to go out to the polls and get everyone they know to go out to the polls and vote down ballot and at the top of the ticket for the only people who will at the very least keep things as they are today. Speaking of which, next Monday, the Supreme Court, the one that Joe Biden threatened with women. I'm a woman. I'm damn loud. I'm damn passionate. And I'm here to save my freaking country from my kids, your kids, their grandkids, and moving on. I'm a woman, Joe. You hear my voice? I hope you hear me loud and clear. Next Monday, the Supreme Court is going to hear arguments on the Missouri v. Biden temporary injunction that would stop people like Dan Goldman from interfering in your right to free speech on social media platforms, which have become the town square. The town square. Women, now that everybody knows who you are after last night, should join hands with me on this and everything else. The Supreme Court's going to hear Missouri v. Biden. I know that a lot of you are familiar with Missouri v. Biden because I've been screaming about it since the day it was filed 2 years ago or so now. Next week, my plan as of right now is to hopefully, if I can get it all together over the weekend, when I'm supposed to be putting my toes in the green grass outside, do a review of this case from the beginning until now, Monday, Wednesday. At this point in time, no matter how many people attack me, no matter how many people call me whatever they want to call me, I am a literal, I'm a conservative. I'm a liberty-minded constitutional conservative, okay? And I will hold my representatives accountable for what they do. They're not my boss. They're not my king. They're not my savior. They work for me. They work for you. They work for us. It's not the other way around. I have a set of principles I have had my entire life. They will not change. We need to make sure that we go to the polls with that. No matter how many times we are attacked, I'm attacked for my positions on things all the time. People call me all kinds of names for my beliefs. On our side, you're a traitor. You're not this, you're not that. Call me whatever you want. To me, at this point, you can insult me until I'm blue in the face. I am going to go to the polls and stop this nonsense. Okay? I don't care what you say to me, what you say about me, my loyalty test, if I pass it or not, I don't care. It's not about that anymore. These people are literally categorizing you into lists. And I know that's hard to hear for a lot of people who feel like, listen, I was attacked incessantly for months because I have a staunch set of values and I want to protect human life. And I want accountability for those who have killed people. My bad. I'm sorry. So bad. So bad of me. If you want to attack me because I haven't passed some of your purity tests, it won't be the first time. It won't be the last. I was in the Ron Paul revolution, people. I got attacked every single day because I stuck to my principles. Every day by, quote, Republicans. You guys are ruining it, blah, blah, blah. No, 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 no. You see, we knew way before most of you what was going on, and we saw it and we wanted to stop it then. But we were crazy. So I've been around a long ass time. I didn't just show up all of a sudden 2 years ago and demand that every, no, mm-mm. Okay? I've been around a long ass time and I've had the same staunch principles that I've had the entire time. They've never changed. I will always speak out loudly about them. So call me all the names you want. It makes it hard for people to grab hands with fellow Republicans and be united when the leader of the quote party is insulting a good fraction of us, a good portion of us every single day. And his minions come out and do the same thing, insulting the people that they need. Saying that you don't need votes is insane at this point. You need every single vote you can get your hands on, plus those you don't realize you need. But it's more important to me than my feels and how I feel and if I'm sad or angry right now that we saved this damn country. Yeah, I hate the fact that we have this huge rift, and I hate the fact that we're at each other's throats every day. And I know that a lot of people aren't going to agree with me on this on both sides. You're not allowed back in. Back in what? This never stopped being my damn country, no matter what you guys say. And I have a vote, and I'm going to go and use it no matter what you guys say. But that doesn't mean that you're not going to have to deal with my damn ass holding you accountable every single day that I have a voice. You need to go out and vote down ballot. You need to be at the polls. You need to be active and engaged in this process. Lists. And it's not, Tim Peck in the chat just said something. I'm going to call you out on it, Tim. This is now the anti-Trump show. What in the world are you talking about? I'm sitting here right now with my mixed audience of people who really don't like Trump and people who really do like Trump. And me as a host in the position of having to talk to both groups of those people at the same time and telling them to go out and vote for Trump in November. And you're calling it an anti-Trump show. This is the kind of weirdness that I can't wrap my brain around. What? Go vote for Trump in November. Do it. Go to the polls, whether you have to hold your nose or not, and vote for that man in November. That's what I'm saying right now. And you're telling me I'm anti-Trump. Mind exploding. I'm not anti-Trump. I'm anti-Trump not understanding that we need accountability for COVID. Or pro-Trump not understand. Whatever, you get the point. That's what I'm very passionate about, in case you could not tell. But Trump is light years better on everything else. He passed he handled COVID in a piss poor way. I said that from the beginning. I was pro Thomas Massey during the CARES Act debacle. I never like unfettered government spending because I am a conservative. I don't like that. I called it out then. I continued to call it out the entire time. You guys all got mad at me. How could I dare say something bad? My principles are my principles and I stick by them. That is not anti-Trump. I'm telling everyone to go vote for Trump and you're telling me I'm anti-Trump. Everybody's pissed off at me. Good. Maybe it'll make people think. People get mad at me all over the place. I've always been this way. I will continue to always be this way. If you want me to be platitudes and pandering and trying to make people happy and trying to make my wallet bigger, which it's not, then you're at the wrong place. I'm going to say what I feel and what I believe, and I'm going to say it proudly and loudly. And if you don't agree with me, I'm sorry. We can have disagreements and still be friends. Go vote for Trump in November. That's it. RFK is a choice that many people are looking at, but I'm telling you, unfortunately, he's not going to win. He's probably not even going to have ballot access in most of the states. He's going to try valiantly. I agree with him on all his health related stuff, obviously. But he's not a Republican and he's not on the Republican ticket. This is my thoughts. The lesser of two evils wins again for some people. We had a president of the United States take his State of the Union address to literally tell us that we're domestic extremists for believing differently than the lies that they are parroting and sticking down our throats. And there were very few people in the beginning of J6 and onward brave enough to even report on it, let alone tell everybody they were being lied to. But again, oh goodness. We're in a bad spot. My opinion is we need to stop that. And we're not going to do it without Congress. So we need the down ballot. Again, if we do not have the House of Representatives and the Senate, we are screwed. We need them both. It is our job as citizens to put people in office who represent our views. Now, we can get into the minutiae of the endorsements and the bad candidates and everything else. I'll debate that with you till the cows come home. I agree. Endorsing bad candidates, endorsing people who don't represent our values. I watched Steve Bannon yesterday interview a Democrat who made the case that Trump is actually a Democrat and not a Republican. And Steve Bannon basically agreed with her on it all. Okay, whatever. We need the down ballot. We need to have Congress and the Senate. We need the House and the Senate. We need them both. No matter who wins the presidency, we need both of them. I don't care. Tim, fine. You want to call it anti-Trump? Be my guest. Tim is saying I'm anti-Trump. Call me anti-Trump for disagreeing with him on something. Call me anti-Trump for not passing whatever damn stupid-ass loyalty test there is that I'm supposed to pass to be called pro-Trump or MAGA. Whatever. I don't care anymore. I don't care. Hate me if you want. Like me if you want. Whatever. I don't care. Truthfully. I really don't anymore. If I don't fit into the box that you guys have made for whatever people, whatever, fine. Okay. I know it's public. Good. I want everybody to see it. Why would I sit here doing a podcast if it wasn't public? I would do this on my pre-show where it's not public. It's behind a paywall. I'm happy to be fine. I'm allowed to disagree with things that people who I elect to represent me do. And that's why we have a country that's almost still free. You can hate me if you want. I'm still proudly going to say how I feel and what I believe. Doesn't matter. Everybody else should be doing the same thing. I don't hate anybody that disagrees with me. I never do. If I don't feel like being in a robust debate about a topic, I just don't enter the arena. Make sure you go out in November. Make sure you go out to your primary. Make sure you cast your ballots for the candidates in your primary that you feel would best represent you. Don't skip the primaries anymore. Vote for the candidate you think will best represent you in the primary. Vote for the candidate you think will best represent you in the general. And I can guarantee you, if you're of like mind, it's not going to be a Democrat. Get all your friends to do the same thing. The president of the United States stood up there last night and attacked about 60% of America for 70 minutes. It's dangerous. It's a dangerous administration for the freedoms in this country. We have representatives out there saying the First Amendment is amenable however they want. They're putting you on lists and searching you up and keeping you in a database based on what you look for. It is time for accountability. We need it so desperately. If we continue down this road of unfettered immigration, unfettered spending, unfettered foreign wars, unfettered all of this nonsense, we will not have a country for our children left. And that's how I'm going to end the show today. I'm done. You've been listening to the Dark to Light podcast. You can find us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time on X, Getter, and Rumble. You can also hear us live 2:30 Eastern Time on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on all podcasting platforms. I am unapologetically me. I will continue to be unapologetically me, and I hope that you guys at least appreciate somebody telling you how they really feel without pandering to you for a buck, because I can tell you for certain, those bucks ain't flying my way for doing this. God bless you all. See you next week.